Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends, and welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. And we start today's podcast with Manchester United annoyingly losing the final of the Europa League to Villarreal. Who cares? This is Eric Sandler on TalkSport. Oh, for goodness sake!
David De Gea's penalty stopped by Geronimo Rulli. And it's Villarreal that win the Europa League for 2021.
No, it's not a successful season, of course. And that's defined margins in football. Sometimes, you know, one kick can define a season as a good one or as a successful one. And one kick says it's not. And improvement, yeah. Second in the league, that's probably no one expected us to be second in the league after the start we had, after the lack of pre-season we had. So, but trophies matter, and that's what matters at this club.
But there's nothing positive tonight.
No,
mate.
There isn't.
It's, you know what? It's a disaster. That display there for me tonight is enough. I've seen enough there to move in a different direction. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is. I've said it, and I've repeatedly said it. And you know, tonight, if he won it, maybe I'd have been proved wrong. But I don't see him being the man.
They've come up short, just short, agonisingly short. But they've fallen short again, and more questions will be asked as a result. As their season ends with a De Gea penalty miss.
Did he get it right tactically? Did he make the changes when they needed to be made?
No,
and
is the answer.
Exactly, he's got to answer to that.
The players out there, you've got Mason, Marcus, match winners in their own right, Bruno Eddy, of course, they can create anything. Scott, as I said, I felt he was the best player on the pitch, and Paul. It's difficult to make that change, especially when Fred's been injured for a week, but he came on and he did well, the boy. But we just couldn't create enough chances to win the game.
Simple as. Ollie out. He's a fantastic player for us, and you know that, Andy. He's given us so much happiness over the years.
And Solskjaer has won it!
He's just clueless as a manager. We love him as a player, but he's got a goal, mate.
We are 4 to 5 players away from challenging, and on top of everything else, and I love Ollie. I'd love him to succeed. If we went out and bought those players this summer and it worked, nobody would be more delighted than me. But he can't freeze like this. That performance as a managerial performance today in a European final was shocking. It was shocking.
There's a perfect break now, and this is the perfect time. And it's hard to hear, but the truth is, he's not up to Manchester United's standard. Antonio Conte, he's won the Premier League. He's just won the Scudetto. He knows how to win titles. He is a ruthless manager. He knows how to get a tune out of a team. He managed Italy in the World Cup. You know, we're talking a seriously experienced man. Now, look, I would rather you didn't. But, you know, right now, go and get him.
Potentially, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer could have had the second best season of any manager in the Premier League.
You've gone early.
They've won it. Tonight was the night. Tonight was the night.
You've gone early.
I haven't gone early.
You have.
Well, I saw nothing in the other semi-final.
Well,
so
okay.
Well done. I haven't finished it. So well done to Manchester United on winning the Europa League. Well done. Well done to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Congratulations. First trophy.
David De Gea has to score this. He's saved by the diving Rulli Derby to his left-hand side.
Hi, guys. Are you all right?
No. Awful, right, John. Right, John. Imagine you having to do 3 hours of radio now, John. I don't think I'll be able to get through it. By the way, Rufus just said in my Escoto call, don't push me tonight. I genuinely just don't go near me tonight.
I'm brassed off.
Right, we'll join the brassed off club.
And Bruno Fernandes is in, and it's Rashford! He's put it wide! What a chance!
The biggest disappointment for me, for Manchester United, that reflects the whole football club is, where was the risk? Where was the gamble? Where was the onslaught that club should show?
Tonight was the night Pogba steps up. He didn't step up. Well, Bruno Fernandes, right, is up there with the best of them. Non-existent tonight. Marcus Rashford did nothing. I'm stunned how bad it was. I'm stunned. The final of a European competition, and it was one of the worst performances, I think.
What do you mean?
You felt the game was slipping away from United in extra time. They had a zip about them, Villarreal. They looked sharper. But the substitutions made a difference. Ollie let that game just at that moment, just let them seize the initiative. He'd done a number on him. Tactically, it worked perfect. That's exactly... The game we saw was the game that Unai Emery wanted us to see.
Now, the England boss, Gareth Southgate, named his provisional England squad for the Euros on Tuesday. He will, of course, need to cut that down by 7 next week. And the former England winger, Trevor Sinclair, revealed those who wouldn't make his final 26.
So the goalkeepers, Dean Henderson, Sam Johnson and Jordan Pickford. Pickford's the number one. And Aaron Ramsdale would miss out. Harry Maguire, if he's fit, if he's honest with his teammates, if he's honest with his manager, if he's fit... He obviously stays. He's had a fantastic season with Manchester United. If he's not, I think he obviously drops out. If he is in, Ben Godfrey goes for me. That's the other central defender that goes, and Ben White. And I think then you look at the right back position. We're very blessed in that position. Aaron Wan-Bissaka's not even gotten the squad. But for me, the first on the team sheet would be Kyle Walker. I think he's been unplayable this season. So he's certainly in. The one that goes, I think, Kieran Trippier for me. And I think Jordan Henderson, he's been out for a long time. Obviously, you know, big leader in that group, got a lot of experience, but he's just been injured for too long, so I think he gets omitted. James Ward-Prowse, quality at set pieces, but I think we've got a lot of players that deliver a good ball into the box.
Okay.
From set pieces, he goes. And then out the forwards, it was very difficult. You know, I toyed with the idea of maybe Ollie Watkins has not got a lot of experience, but again, we've only got two number nines if he's not in there. Rashford's form is worth discussing because he can't play 90 minutes at the moment. He's had injury problems throughout the season. But he's got another player that's got a lot of experience. And then Mason Greenwood. But if you've got 10 minutes to go and you need to score a goal, you'd probably bring him off the bench. So he has to be in the squad. So for me, I think it's got to be Bukayo Saka. And player of the season, fans player of the season for Arsenal. But I just feel in that forward position, the other players have got more than him.
So what's it like missing out on going to a tournament with England, having been named in that stupid squad, you know, the first one they name when it's 33 and they cut it down to 20. I'm only saying all this because I can't say the word preliminary. Anyway, let's ask Andros Townsend.
UEFA Euro 2016 France on TalkSport.
I was literally in my room every day going through the list saying, oh, it might be me. May leave him out. It may not need that position. Yeah. I was literally every day going through all the options, trying to squeeze me in somehow. But unfortunately, I think it was the day before the squad had to be announced. The phone rings, and the phone never rings in the hotel. I answer it. Roy Hodgson wants to see you in his room. So I was like, I knew. It was like I was walking to my death. Man. I knew what was happening. But
like,
yeah, it was horrible.
You shouldn't have answered that.
Yeah, it's your own fault.
I'll still be there now.
So what did Roy say? How did he break it to you?
You know what? He was almost in tears. Yeah, he was like, Andros, it pains me to do this. You're a great character. You've trained really well. You came on and played a part yesterday. He was like, but I have to leave you out. I had my squad in my head when we arrived, and unfortunately you weren't in that. But you're a big part of my thoughts going forward, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it was, I couldn't come out of the room saying, oh, Roy Hodgson this, Roy Hodgson that. I just, because... he was so apologetic.
But even though you were resigned to it already, how did you feel? Were you emotional
yourself?
No, I was
gutted. Yeah, I was gutted because I missed out through injury 2 years before at the World Cup. Like I said, I never thought I'd get that chance having been in the 23s for Spurs. So I was in the form of my career. I'd just come off a good half season with Newcastle. I felt I could have contributed, which was the most frustrating part. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. I was devastated, but I got to go on holiday.
Now, the trial of two retired police officers and a solicitor accused of preventing the course of justice following the Hillsborough disaster has collapsed after the judge ruled there was no case to answer. Adrian Durham reacted to the news and said that nobody is being held accountable for the events that unfolded 32 years ago.
The Hillsborough inquest 5 years ago found that supporters were not at fault in any way. The inquest also found police were at fault, the police commander was at fault, the victims were unlawfully killed, and the police response was flawed as well. So to be clear, the deaths were unlawful, and the fans were blameless. So today, the fight for truth and justice was ended by a judge who decided to stop the trial of two ex-South Yorkshire police officers and a forced lawyer as well, who'd been up on a charge of perverting the course of justice over changing police statements. The judge agreed that statements had been changed for Lord Justice Taylor's public inquiry, the Taylor Report, but that inquiry isn't part of public justice. It was an administrative exercise. So the officers and the lawyer who were acquitted today, no case to answer, simply because the Taylor Report wasn't a legal process. So the 32-year fight for justice has been ended on a massive technicality. The police changed statements and they withheld information, that's clear, but nobody is being held accountable for it. It means that 96 fans were unlawfully killed, but nobody has been significantly dealt with by the law.
Now, Sunderland missed out on promotion from League One after losing in the playoff semi-finals, and that has led to speculation in some quarters over boss Lee Johnson's future. Sunderland owner Kirill Lewis-Dreyfus, speaking exclusively to Jim White, gave his clear backing to Johnson.
Lee Johnson was a long-term appointment from the start, and we all knew that regardless of the outcome of the season, that he will be with us next season, and I think he's the right man to lead us to promotion, hopefully, in this forthcoming season.
And Lincoln City are going to Wembley and condemn Sunderland to a fourth successive season at League One level.
I'm definitely here for the long term, and hopefully there's a lot of good things to come over the years. I said from the start that it's going to be a long-term project because, as I think all Sunderland fans are fully aware, we need to know where we are at the moment and where we're starting from. And I don't think a quick fix is possible in our current situation. I really think we need to implement our long-term plan to rebuild every area of the club to hopefully then get success out of it.
And we finish with Andros Townsend recalling a moment earlier in the season where he disagreed with the ref over a decision and the match official later asked him not to hammer him on here. I mean, over there, here, on TalkSport. Not here, this is a podcast, but there. I'll just play the tape.
Everywhere I go, I get people telling me, oh, you do so well on TalkSport. Like, even like Andros, referees, assistant, yeah, postmen. There was one ref that said to me after we made a bad decision, don't be battering me on Wednesday morning. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I enjoy the banter. It's good. Especially from refs who sometimes you forget a human being. So it's nice when they throw a bit of banter back and give you a bit.
Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, Monday to Thursday from 10 p.m. with the Fun Boy, of course, for the last sports bar of the week. Obviously, I'm driving Friday with Benny, but we'll be building up to the Champions League final. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do. Until then, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.